Good morning. Welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church. God's word, forever true. Isaiah is writing God's word. His word gives comfort, strength, and hope of the promise of salvation for those who believe in his word does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We as blood-bought believers have hope and comfort in Jesus Christ. For the work on the cross, he paid our sin debt of the world in full. To those who put their belief and faith in him have salvation. He has given us the Holy Spirit to guide us, his word, which is the Holy Bible, to study, learn, and grow daily in our Christian walk. There is nothing new under the sun. Just like in Isaiah's day, there was false teachers and false doctrine. So we must never compromise his word. Compare scripture with scripture. We must know the truth. We must tell the truth. And we must live the truth. The sermon text is taken from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. And we're going to go into the New Testament, which says, when that which is perfect has come, that which is in part will be done away with. And perfect has come is the whole canon of Scripture, the Bible. We no longer need signs. Jesus Christ is the sign. He was telling them when he did his earthly walk, I'm the sign. How many words are in the Bible? The only one that I know, because that's the only one that I looked up, was the New King James Version, is 770,430 words. I looked that up today. I wanted to find out. Awake to righteousness and do not sin. This is good doctrine. And this comes from Isaiah 53:13. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. That is good doctrine. In this world, there's two kinds of doctrines. True or false. And as a Christian believer, we must know the truth. He gave us the Holy Bible to study. I know it looks good on your mantle or whatever. We had a Bible growing up. You could look at it, but you could never touch it. Now my daily job is to study his word. And we're to seek. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. We must seek. We must be diligent stewards of his word. We must know truth from error. It takes time. His word by faith. We have to take his word by faith. If somebody tells you, you ask for directions, and they tell you to go down the road, past two lights, take a right and a left, and you know, by the time they leave and you get in your car, you already forgot what they said. But this is the definition of faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We have to take his word by faith. We have to believe that it's true. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. God's word is living and powerful. This is the importance of his word. This comes from the gospel, and Jesus is in the wilderness, and he's talking to the devil. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. If Jesus is stressing the importance of, he wasn't arguing with the devil. He wasn't, you know, having a debate with him. He was telling him God's word. And it's important to know God's word. It takes time. It takes studying. When I first became a Christian, I was writing out on 3x5 sheets a bunch of scriptures, and me and my wife would go through them. And that's how you learn, is by putting in the work. This is profitable for a believer to combat the devil in the world. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with the truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shodded your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith with which you are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. His word will combat the devil. He will flee. Resist the devil and he will flee. Jesus gives us everything that we know in his word to combat life. Every aspect of your life, it is in the Bible if you look for it. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. And we have to walk cautiously. We have to study his word. We have to be aware of our surroundings. We're like sheep going up against the wolves. As a believer, we have the indwelling Holy Spirit that will help us and guide us. This comes from the gospel. And Jesus said to the Jews who believed in him, and we can apply this to ourselves today, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Just think, the day before you gave your life to Christ, were you free? His word has changed lives of many people. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And because we abide in him, and abide means to remain, stand, dwell, that's what we're doing as a Christian today. And this is the importance of studying his word. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. If you're talking to somebody and they're telling you something, you'll have the awareness if it's true or false. Now, with that being said, you know, we all make mistakes and we'll all say something a little. But God knows the intent of the heart. If somebody's maliciously going against Revelations 22:18-19, then you will pay a heavy price. But he knows the difference between somebody that isn't a silver-tongued guy that can speak proper without making any errors. He knows that difference. And all scripture is given by inspiration of God, so God, his word is inspired. I've had debates with guys at work, and they're going, Siri says there's 40 human authors. I'm going, I'm not going to, you know, go to the stakes, you know, for, you know, there's 39 human authors. And they would say, well, they're all infallible men. That might be true, but they were writing God's word. And it hasn't changed from then till now. And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Righteousness is through Christ, and that is it. Our own righteousness is like filthy rags. That we, the man of God, may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Men and women, we all can be equipped. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. The psalmist declares his design in the first verse of Psalm, keeping his eyes on it all along and pursue it to the end. The holiness of his representation has immediate object of a spiritual taste and delight, excellence. Job puts it this way, I have treasured your words in my mouth more than the necessary food substance and sustains us. His word will get us through. The secular world will not help us. They might hinder us, but they won't help us. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of our God and Savior, all who desire all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. God doesn't want anybody to go to hell. He wants everybody, every human being, to come to him, to believe upon his word. But that's not the case. A lot of people reject him for whatever reason. We have to just look at the guy in the mirror and say, praise be to God that I got this indescribable gift. Death is universal, and it has been appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was offered once to bear our sins for many, so the law is gone. Jesus Christ's precious blood cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And this comes from the gospel. Greater love has no more than this, than to lay one down's life for his friend. This is Jesus Christ's sacrifice for us. His love for us. His friendship to us. This is a military saying. If you're ever in the military, you'd lay down your life for a brother. But Jesus Christ laid down his life for the whole world. We serve a living God. Because of Jesus Christ's resurrection, we do not serve a dead God. We serve a living God who is up in the heavenlies, interceding for us. He gave us the Holy Spirit to guide us. We are so truly blessed in this day and age. This is the second part. This is where it gets a little dicey if you don't believe in God's word. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may be devoured. As a Christian, we must be alert of our surroundings, of what we're reading. I've had a person sit right on the side of me at my workplace, and he says, well, where does it say women should not preach or teach but be silent? And I go to the appropriate scripture, and he says, that doesn't mean that. I'm going, if you ask a 10-year-old child what that meant, they would tell you what it meant. As human beings, we are flawed. We want to see what we want to see. You are spiritually discerned. Speaking in tongues is against. In the first century it was, but as I read earlier, when the whole canon of scripture came to be, we no longer need a sign. We don't need to see a parting of a Red Sea today. We don't need to see axe handles floating. We don't need to see the dead rise. And people saw this stuff and they still rejected them. So you have to wanna, above all else, believe what is being preached in his word. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravaged wolves. So how are you going to know? You will know them by their fruits. The Bible is very clear on that. You will know them by their fruits. I heard this a long time ago. A little religion is dangerous. We must know the whole canon of Scripture. When I came to church, I didn't know much. And I still don't know much, but what I do know is that I want to study His Word. I want to know His Word. I want to know what's true and what's false. If somebody says something, I can go, eh, that doesn't sound right. That's a little off. And go to the book. Always go to the book. Don't go to Google. Go to the book. And I know it's easy. I never thought in my wildest dreams that I would have an office with books. I want to know His Word. That we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about of every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things in Him who is the head, Christ. Again, I mean, it is just repetitive, yet the message is always the same. Jesus Christ, He came bodily, He died for our sins, He was buried, He rose, He's seated at the right hand of power. That will never change. All the stories are geared towards Jesus Christ. I can remember hearing every page has Jesus Christ in it. I'm like, how is that possible when you're reading the Old Testament? But if you look, you will see. You just have to look at it with spiritual eyes, not human eyes. Some people read the Bible like it's a book and they just don't get anything from it. Pray for wisdom, knowledge, understanding. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but comparing the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Blood and water will not enter the kingdom of God. Spirit, we must be born of the Spirit. I can remember people in a circle would say, I'm a reborn Christian. You know, what is that? You know, if you're a Christian, you're reborn. So why are you putting something, this is how I look at it, why are you putting a title in front of your, it makes no sense in my mind. I'm a Christian. They were first called Christians in Antioch. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, He catches the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, and they are futile, which means they are useless. All of the books in this world, all of the books in Harvard will not save you, will not get you into heaven. The words of Jesus Christ, the Holy Bible, will cut to your heart. You might even be crying reading the Bible. When you think you've been wronged in your life and you read about Joseph being thrown in jail and all of the abuse that went on, you may be like, wow, I don't have it so bad. I live in a free country today. I have freedoms that I take for granted, which is to my shame. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit according to the traditions of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. And it's all vanity. Vanity, vanity. It's all vanity. And it's a bubble, and it's going to burst. And vain talk. But the opposite of that is spirit of truth. And again, the truth is what is in the Holy Bible. From Genesis to Revelation and everything in between will guide us and make us grow. They are of the world, therefore they speak of the world, and the world hears them. You can get that at your own work. You can get that waiting at the gas station, the supermarket. We are of God. He who knows God hears us, and he who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. If somebody is sitting out there and it doesn't make any sense, and it's like I'm talking Chinese, maybe you don't have the spirit in you. I don't know. I don't know the intent of the heart. Now I urge you, brethren, note that those who cause division and offense contrary to the doctrine which you learn, and avoid them. Avoid them. For those who are such do not serve the Lord Jesus Christ, but their own bellies, and by smooth words and flattering speech, deceive the hearts of the simple. That's pretty rough stuff right there. We don't want to be simple. As a Christian, we're supposed to grow and read his word and study his word and know his word. This comes right from Jesus. Hypocrites, well did Isaiah the prophet say about you, saying, these people draw to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, teaching as doctrine the commandments of men. So we have to know, is it from God's word or from man? It's one way or the other. I grew up in a home where we practice a lot of doctrine of men. And today it's far different. It is far different. It's heresy. Their destruction does not slumber if you go along with the commandments of man. God will not be mocked. He will not be mocked. This is really frightening stuff. And I... Now, the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrine of demons. And when you heed, you make note of something. And that's turning from the truth and turning to fable, apostasy, abandoning your faith, the wicked being under satanic dominion. As a blood-bought believer, I think it would be physically impossible to be under satanic dominion. If you have the Holy Spirit, good and evil does not live in a believer. Satan can attack us. If you resist him, he will flee. So I would go out on a limb and say, you are never truly saved if you are led away. It's got to be physically impossible. But that's frightening stuff, that somebody can come to church, and that Judas was the same way. He lived with Jesus. He was closer to the kingdom than most people, and he denied him, and he rejected it. So it is possible, absolutely. And we're going to end with this. I have fought the good fight. I have finished. I have kept the faith. And this right here is fidelity. Faithfulness in his word. As a Christian, brothers and sisters, just stay in his word. Do not depart from his word. Feed on his word. And with that, we're going to close and end in prayer. Holy Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. May it cut to the heart. May we as Christians just believe every word. Not only believe, but live it, learn it, and walk with you, Lord, not this world that we live in. Thank you. I give you all the praise and glory. Let us enjoy the rest of this service. May the communion time be profitable to where we just get right with you. We're sinners in need of Savior, and that we do have. In Jesus Christ, I name, amen.